And that's where we leave the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tina Ritchie. It's Sunday, September the 22nd, the autumn equinox, some say the beginning of winter. More on that, no doubt, with Simon King, who'll be bringing us today's weather and shipping forecast in a moment. We also have news briefing with a look at the papers from 5:30. First, have you got your trainers on?
Why do we run? I'm Helen Mort, I'm a poet and writer, and I've been a runner my whole life. I want to find out what makes me run and what running has meant to humanity throughout the ages. In my new series, On the Run, I'm following the trail of running's history, from Paleolithic hunts to 5Ks in the park. Travelling through millennia, I'll be discussing running's relationship with creativity, the economy, identity, health, class, and much more. I think I need a breather now.
On the Run, on Monday mornings at 11, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now live from the BBC Weather Centre, we say good morning to Simon King.
Thank you, Tina. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 22nd of September. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Biscay, 1,012, expected Lundy, 1,007 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or northeast, 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. East becoming variable later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Fisher. Showers later in German Bight, good. Humber, east or northeast, 3 to 5, fog patches at first in northwest, otherwise showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor, and very poor at first in northwest. Thames, east or southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, white. East or southeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, cyclonic, becoming southwest, 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, variable, becoming west, 2 to 4, then cyclonic, 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northeast Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Southwest Fitzroy. Variable, mainly northwesterly, 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly, 3 to 5 later in north. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Sole. North or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northeast, becoming cyclonic except in Irish Sea, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malham. East or northeast, backing north or northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Malham. Drizzle and fog patches except in Shannon, good, occasionally very poor except in Shannon. Hebrides. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later in north. Drizzle and fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, north or northeast, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Drizzle and fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in Fair Isle. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, North 1. Fog, 100 metres, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, South East by East 2, 8 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, North East 3, 16 miles, 1024, falling. Lucas, northeast by north 2, 14 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east 3, 1018 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 4, 2 miles, 1013. Jersey, south by east 3, slight rain 4 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north 2, mist 2 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 2, 8 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north 3, 5 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Manin Head, northeast by east 4, 8 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. Low pressure moves north over the Channel and southern England during the day, bringing thundery rain or showers over southern areas. Further north, any lingering mist or fog clears, winds remaining relatively light throughout. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later in south. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches in north, thundery showers in south. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in south and very poor in north. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southeast, then veering south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in west. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far northwest. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Showers, perhaps thundery, mainly in south. Good, occasionally poor in south. Isle of Man, mainly northeast 3 to 5. Isolated showers soon becoming mainly fair. Good, falling moderate in showers. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch, east or northeast, backing north for a time 3 to 5. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly for a time in North Channel 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, occasionally drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, northeast 2 to 4, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Simon, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 22nd of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tina Ritchie. Sir Keir Starmer has pledged to tackle leaks from his government as Labour members gather in Liverpool for the party's annual conference. Prosecutors have confirmed they twice failed to bring charges against Mohamed Al-Fayed, who's been accused of multiple sex attacks. In sport, there was a major shock at Wembley Stadium in the all-British heavyweight boxing clash as Daniel Dubois knocked out Anthony Joshua in 5 rounds to retain his world title. Sir Keir Starmer has said it's his job to do something about leaks coming from government after the salary of his chief adviser Sue Gray was made public earlier this week. Speaking to The Observer ahead of the start of the Labour Party conference, the Prime Minister said leaks damage everybody and that it was his responsibility to solve the problem. Our political correspondent Alex Forsyth says Sir Keir is hoping to put the most difficult week of his premiership so far behind him.
Because of the week that the party's had, this week we've had all of that drip, drip constantly of stories about, you know, the gifts of clothing, the gifts of spectacles, the tickets for the football matches, the pay of Sue Gray. I think that has just set quite a difficult tone going into this conference. And there's like a consciousness that they need to find a way to deal with that so that they can get on with talking about what it is that they want to, which is what Labour plans to do in government.
The Crown Prosecution Service has said it twice failed to bring charges against the former owner of Harrods, Mohamed Al-Fayed. Fresh allegations are being made about the late billionaire, sparked by dozens of women coming forward to say they were raped or sexually assaulted by him. Nick Johnson reports.
In 2009, the Crown Prosecution Service was handed a file of evidence by police who'd investigated claims that Mr. Al-Fayed had sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl in the boardroom at Harrods. The CPS declined to bring charges. Now, as first reported by the Sunday Times, it's been confirmed the CPS also decided in 2015 not to prosecute the billionaire after reviewing an allegation of rape. In a statement, the CPS said that in both cases, it did not feel confident there was a realistic prospect of conviction.
Israel has imposed restrictions on civilian gatherings in the north of the country up to the Lebanese border. It said the order came in anticipation of retaliatory attacks by Hezbollah after Israeli planes carried out fresh airstrikes on targets in southern Lebanon. Donald Trump has ruled out taking part in another televised debate with Kamala Harris. The Democratic candidate in November's presidential election said yesterday that she had accepted an invitation from CNN to hold a second head-to-head debate next month. But speaking at a campaign rally in the battleground state of North Carolina, Mr. Trump said that while the first contest had been entertaining,